感谢上帝。
Thank you to God。
今天不讲希伯来书。
I am not going to talk about Hebrews。
今天要讲爱的改变。
I want to talk about the change of love。
我们就大家打开圣经，约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3。
约翰一书第三章第十六节。
Verse 16。
如果我问你们约翰三章十六节，你们都会背。
You will know John 3:16.
大家都背得很大声。
Everybody can recite loudly.
而且多数只会背这一节。
And most people can only know this verse.
我问你，约翰一书三章十六节，你们都不会背。
First John 3:16.
现在我们大家一同开声来读。约翰一书三章十六节，一、二、三。这个主是谁啊？
Who is this Lord?
啊，基督。
Jesus Christ.
基督为我们舍命。
Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
This is how we know what love is.
我也应当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives for our brother.
Amen. 我们今天都读了这一节的圣经。
We have just read this verse.
是约翰所写的。
It is written by the Apostle John.
是约翰年老的时候所写的。
When he was old.
他说主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
He said this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
当我读这一节圣经的时候，我有很特别的感受。
When I read this verse, I have a very special feeling.
普通读别的圣经的时候，不同的一个感受。
Very different from other verses that I've read.
对我来说，这节圣经把人类的历史分成两半。
I believe that this verse segregated human history into two halves.
这节圣经以前的历史。
The history before this verse.
整个人类对什么叫做爱不完全认知的一个时代。
It's a time where men could not really understand what love is.
随着圣经以后，
but after this verse,
人就真正知道什么叫做爱。
Humanity would know what love is.
所以这节圣经是知识论的分界。
And so this verse segregates ontological studies.
是这个对爱的知识论的一个分界。
It is the epistemological difference for love.
我们在这一节圣经以前跟以后。
Before and after this verse,
我们看见人对爱是什么的解释就完全不一样。
We see the explanation that we have towards love changing.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为这里提到我们从此就知道何为爱。
Here it tells us this is how we know what love is.
换一句话说，这节圣经以前，
it means before this verse,
我们人类没有办法知道什么叫做真正的爱。
Humanity would never know what is true love.
爱不是知识。
Love is not knowledge.
爱在感情的范围里面。
Love is emotive.
但是圣经从最先的观念就把感情跟知识合在一起来谈。
But from the very beginning, the Bible joins emotion and knowledge.
这是所有的文化里面没有看到的一件事情。
This is something that's absent from all cultures.
爱跟知识是二而一，一而二的。
Love and knowledge are joined together.
这个观念是不是人的思想所能想出来的。
This is not something that a human thought can come up with.
圣经说亚当与他的妻子同房，他就认识了他的太太。
The Bible says that when Adam is together with his wife, he knew her.
这样他对他妻子的认知。
It means that his knowledge of his wife
是建立在爱的结合的上面上
was built on the union of love
不是建立在理性的观察上面
It is not on a reason and observation alone
这种最原先的观念
This original thinking
就是神所启示的知识论
comes from God's revelation
到了20世纪人类才对这方面有所明白
By the 20th century then humanity understood this
启蒙时代的历史观里面
In the Enlightenment,
我们看见了人对这两方面的结合从来没有清楚的分开没有 没有清楚的 认知
Nobody actually have understood the combination of love and knowledge
所以我们就把胃跟自己之间的关系当作不重要
And so we do not treat the relationship between status as important
我们把许多的人生经验用理性去观察用理论去解释
We observe a lot of human experiences and we use our reason to try to explain
神的启示不是如此
This is not the case for God's revelation
真正认识的
What you truly know
是你与他之间有关系的
Would be things that you are related to
你真正的爱
A true love
产生了真正的知识
Would have true knowledge
这是启蒙主义懂现代主义的思想 没办法明白。
This is something the Enlightenment age cannot understand. Even today in modern thinking, we cannot understand this.
欧洲理性主义的时代开始的时候，
when the Europeans are focusing on the reason,
大陆的哲学很注意纯粹理性的思考功能。
In China, we also put emphasis.
Continental
Europe place a lot of emphasis on reason.
但是英国三轮的这个他们的思想很注重感官作为认知的最基要的条件。
And in England, they place great emphasis on the senses as tools of understanding.
理性时代的这个思想从知识的观念。
And the age of reason and the concept of knowledge
就分成两条路了。
Come about in two areas.
在大陆的哲学里面，
in continental Europe,
他认为一切的知识是从理性来的。
They believe that all knowledge comes from reason.
在这个英国的思想家，
but in England,
他们认为一切的知识是透过感官输入到我们里面的。
They believe that all knowledge comes from sensory perceptions.
到了这个唯心主义起来的时候，
but when idealism came about,
康德的想法是盼望把这两个结合在一起。
The thinking of Immanuel Kant is to join the two.
但是他要分析的更透彻，批评的更完全。
But he wants to have a proper analysis and criticism.
康德的哲学被称为是批判的哲学。
The philosophy of Kant, therefore, is the philosophy of criticism.
我们的知识是从感官开始，没有错。
He said, "It is true that we know things from sensory perception."
我们的知识不是只以感官的这一方面。
But our knowledge is not confined in this area.
我们的知识靠理性也没有错。
It is not wrong to say that our knowledge comes from our reason as well.
理性的本身是非常有限制。
But reason in itself is limited.
那么康德把理性分成三个不同的范围。
And Kant segregated reason to three areas.
第一个是纯粹的理性。
The first one is pure reason.
第二个是叫做道德或者叫做实践的理性。
The second one is ethical reason.
第三个是叫做批判的理性。
And the third one is judgmental reason.
是康德的理性跟其他的人谈理性是完全不一样的一件事。
And so his concept of reason is different from a normal person.
理性的重要性。
But the importance of the reason.
他们忽略了它的限制。
Makes it such that people ignore its limitations.
他们把这个理性的功能扩展到一个几乎绝对的地步。
And people exaggerate the power of reason as if it is absolute.
虽然康德自己知道理性是不能够到本体界里面的。
Kant himself know that reason cannot bring us to the absolute source of existence.
我们只能在现象界里面有所知识。
We can only gather some knowledge in our superficial world.
接下去两百多年里面，
but 200 years later,
继续不断影响整个西方的文化。
The thought continued to influence Western civilization.
康德的这个二分法，
but this dualistic idea of Kant,
19世纪的时候，
right, the time the 19th century came,
引起了英国一些人对不可知论的兴趣。
Some people in England has problem with this knowledge.
不可知论 agnosticism.
As not agnosticism.
其实就是对康德二分法的一个正面的反应。
Agnosticism is a reaction to the dualistic approach of Kant.
但是当理性时代的时候，
in the age of reason,
法国出了一个很重要的人。
There is an important person from France.
这个人叫做 Blaise Pascal.
His name is Pascal.
从整个潮流完全不同的方向。
And Pascal took a different road than all people.
他讲了一句很重要的话语。
And he said something very important.
心有心之理，非理性之理所知之理。
He says that the heart has its own understanding that cannot be understood by reason.
这个人的 heart has its own reason, which reason does not know. 所以理性中间没有办法明白心性里面的知识。
And so your reason cannot understand the knowledge inside of your heart.
所以你的思想里面有思想功能的知识。
In your mind, there is knowledge that comes from reasoning.
你心里面有心灵感受的知识。
But in your heart, there is knowledge from feeling.
难道只有理性的知识才是知识吗？
Can it be true that only knowledge from reason is knowledge?
心性的知识不是知识吗？
What about the knowledge from the heart?
这样你就看见了他很靠近圣经所要发表的一个思想。
And so you see that he's very close to biblical understanding.
就当你的心性经历一个事的时候，
when your heart experiences something,
那个知识不是理性可以独立思考的。
That knowledge would not be something that can come about from reason alone.
这个观念放在苏灵的经验里面的时候，
when we look at all this from a spiritual angle,
Pascal 讲一句话，
Pascal said,
他说 No one can know God more than his love to God.
没有人能够爱神，
能够知道上帝。
没有人能够知道上帝，
超过他对上帝的爱。
More than the way he loves God。
他的意思是你爱神到哪里，你才能知神知道那个地步。
It means that you will know God to the extent that you love him。
对我来说，这是对那些只有在字面上研究神学的人最大的讽刺。
I believe that this is the biggest insult to those who only study the Bible literally without any feelings.
我们怎么认识上帝呢？
How do we know God?
我从书里认识上帝。
You say I know him through the books.
你买了几百本书。
So you buy hundreds of books.
你不管你上帝的事情。
And read about God.
你读读读读读读读读读。
And as you study.
你买买买买买买买买。
And as you buy more.
你想想想想想想。
And you thought further.
你说现在我认识上帝。
You say now I know God.
我问你从哪里认识呢？
I will ask you from where.
我从这些论到上帝的书里面读完了关于上帝的事情，我认识。
You will say, I know him from all these books about God.
那么我知道上帝从哪里来？
Where do I know God?
我从理性知道上帝。
I know it from my reason.
Pascal 会对你说错了。
Pascal will say you are wrong.
你对上帝的认识
，the knowledge you have of God，
不可能超过你对上帝的爱。
Cannot be greater than your love for God.
所以你只要爱他。
Only when you love him.
爱里面与他交往。
When you are with him in love.
与神之间的交际的时候。
When you have fellowship with God.
爱的交流使你产生真正的知识。
The fellowship in love creates true knowledge.
这就是圣经所给我们看见的真理。
This is the truth from the Bible.
到了后现代主义出现的时候。
When postmodernism appeared.
我们看见这些最新的哲学家对理性主义的过分自大产生了很大的反感。
We see a lot of philosophers rejecting this idea of reason alone.
现在我请大家思想，认识上帝跟爱上帝之间到底有什么关系？
I want to meditate upon the difference between knowing God and loving God.
当你爱一个女孩子的时候，
When you say you love a woman,
你说不必到我家不要紧，我只要把照片寄来就可以了。
You say you don't have to come to my house, just send me your photos.
把你的尺寸、你的高度、你读的书、你的履历全部告诉我，我这样就真正认识你了。
Show me your CV, your measurements, and everything about you, then I will know you.
当这些照片寄到你家的时候，
when all this material come to your house,
哇，你欣赏得不得了。
And you are appreciative of it.
你想象她多么好。
And you imagine how good she is.
你说我就认识她了。
You said you know her.
因为她没有一张照片没有寄给我。
Because she gave me all her photographs.
从小到大学毕业，所有的照片都在我这里。
From the time she was a child till she graduated, all the photos I have.
她连身体尺寸、手脚多长多宽我都知道。
She also gave me all her body measurements.
我完全认识她。
I know her completely.
那么不但如此，你问她你喜欢这个人吗？
Not only that, if you ask him, do you like this person?
我喜欢他。
He said, I do.
我很爱他。
I love her.
你怎么爱他呢？
How do you love her?
所有的照片我都亲了。
I've kissed all the photographs.
我所有的照片都跟我亲嘴了。
I've kissed every one of them.
所以你相信这个人真的认识这个人吗？
Would these people really know this girl?
他对他的爱跟对他的认识是建立在什么事情上？
What sort of love and knowledge does this person have?
建立在纸上。
It was built on paper.
建立在照片上。
Built on the photographs.
建立在影子上。
Built on the images.
不是建立在人际之间的关系上。
Not built on human relationship.
所以这就是今天那些没有真正信仰的人研究神学对上帝的爱跟知识的肤浅的程度。
And this is how shallow people are when they try to study about God without loving Him.
这是一件很可怜的事情。
This is something very sad.
为什么许多神学院毕业的学生教会越做越乱，越做越少人呢？
Why are we all messed up because there are so many graduates from the seminaries?
他们不是什么关于神的事情都知道吗？
Isn't it true that a graduate from a seminary will know all about God?
他们不是认识神。
It is not that they have known God.
他们不是知道神。
It is not that they know about God.
他们只不过是知道有关于神的那种讲解、那种理论而已。
All they know are the theories about God.
你知道自己的讲解。
When you know about these theories,
跟你自己来到神面前。
It is different than when you come before God.
是完全不同的两件事。
Two things are completely different.
所以圣经的知道就是交流的知道。
In the Bible, when the word used know is used, it is relationship.
结合的知道。
It is union.
这个知道是爱里面的知道。
When the word know is used, it's in love.
你把这些搞清楚了以后，
when you are clear about this,
你读这一段圣经，你就知道有不同的感受。
You will know there is a different feeling in this verse.
因为这里所讲的知道，
because the know in this verse,
是看见主怎样舍命。
It is a knowledge of seeing how the love gave his life.
知道什么叫做爱。
Because you know how he gave his life for you, then you know love.
对主的牺牲。
The sacrifice of the Lord.
对主的爱，受苦受死的亲身体会。
the personal experience of the suffering of the Lord.
这就使一个人真正知道我们的主怎样爱我。
All these help a person to truly know how our Lord loves us.
真正了解什么叫做爱。
And truly know what love is.
约翰是什么样的人呢？
What sort of person was the apostle John?
约翰是不是生来感情特别丰富的人？
Was he a very emotive person?
不是的。
No.
他年轻的时候有个别名叫做雷公。
When he was young, he had a nickname called the Thunderbolt.
圣经呢被称为是雷子。
The Bible says he's the son of the thunder.
雷子呢，中国人听不懂，雷公你就很明白了。这个人脾气不好到一个地步。
He was very impulsive.
一发脾气的时候
，When he gets angry,
就像火山爆炸一样。
It's like a volcano explosion.
像雷公啊。
So he says it's like son of thunder.
像打雷一样的。
Like a thunderbolt.
不讲理的。
He's not reasonable.
爆炸。
He was just explode.
愤怒。
And be angry.
这样的人一定是缺乏爱的。
A person like that would have no love.
约翰生而为雷公，死的时候变成爱的使徒。
Although he was born a thunderbolt, when he died, he is the apostle of love.
我们从什么事情上看见他的脾气坏呢？
From which incident can we see his anger?
看见有一件的事情。
There's one thing.
人不照他的意思，他就会咒诅人的。
When people do not follow his example, he will want to curse them.
如果人不顺他心里所愿意，他就对那个人很不客气。
If other people are not obedient to him, he will be very rude.
那么约翰很爱耶稣。
But John loved Jesus and respected him.
约翰是耶稣的门徒里面最年轻的一个人。
He was the youngest among the apostles.
约翰也是耶稣的门徒里面最老的一个人。
And also the oldest.
你说如果他都最年轻，怎么会最老呢？
How can he be both youngest and oldest?
如果他是最老，他怎么会最年轻呢？
If he's the oldest, how can he be youngest?
耶稣的门徒里面蒙召的时候，他最年轻。
When he was called as an apostle, he was the youngest.
耶稣的门徒死的时候，他最老。
But when the apostles all died, he was the oldest.
所以他是耶稣的门徒最年轻，也是最老的一个。
So he was both the youngest and the oldest.
耶稣召集了所有的门徒。
When Jesus called the apostles,
最年轻的人叫做约翰。
The youngest was John.
当耶稣就让这些人为他传道，一个一个寻道而死的时候。
But when Jesus allowed all the apostles to die for him,
耶稣留约翰的生命到最老的时候才死。
Jesus was John was preserved till the old age.
所以他有最多的经验来讲论耶稣基督的事情。
Therefore, he had the most experience to talk about Jesus.
还有比任何的使徒更长的年龄来看基督教的真理与所有的这些交锋的情形。
He had more time to see Christianity battling with other philosophies.
这些的事在他整个述说的中间。
But among all his writings,
加上了一个很特别的经验。
There is a very special experience.
就后来表述在这一段的圣经。
Shown in this verse.
基督为我们舍命。
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
为什么这个人有这样的一句话出来呢？
Why would a person like that write something like this?
如果你清楚注意的，慢慢就查出来。
If you are observant, you will see this.
你就会发现，从来没有一个人可能写出这一句话出来。
You will see that this verse will not be possible from another person's pen.
基督为我们舍命。
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
我们从此。
And from this point onwards,
就知道什么叫做爱。
We know what love is.
这句话表示有一个历史的开端。
It means there's a beginning to history.
基督的死以后变成从此。
It means after the death of Jesus.
基督的死以前叫做以前。
Before the death is before.
以前没有人知道什么叫做爱。
No one else knows what love is.
自从基督死以后。
But since his death.
自从明白基督为我们舍命以后。
Since we understood that he died for us.
我们从此。
From this point on,
这个时候开始
this is how,
这个地步
from this point,
从这个历史的开端
from this point in history,
我们进入一个明白爱的一个阶段。
We have entered into an era where we understood love.
所以这个从此这两个字
and so the word this,
有一个真正的描写的历史时刻
has a description of a moment in history.
那个时刻是什么时刻呢？
What moment was this?
就是亲身经历哥哥他看见主死的那个时刻。
It was the moment where they experienced Golgotha and witnessed the devil.
为什么我刚讲没有一个使徒可以写这样一句话呢？
Why would I say that no other apostle could have written this?
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
Because when Jesus was crucified,
只有约翰在哥哥他的山。
Only the apostle John was there.
别的门徒都逃走了。
All the other apostles ran away.
别的门徒没有再回来。
None of them turned around.
所以圣经没有记载在十字架上还有什么门徒。
The Bible did not describe any other apostles there.
但是圣经清楚记载约翰在十字架的下面。
But clearly the Bible recorded that John was there.
所以他是唯一在十字架下面亲眼经历、亲身经看见我们的主被钉的情形的人。
He was the only apostle who personally witnessed the crucifixion.
这就是为什么我们接着从此这句话的意思。
And that is why we place attention on the word this.
主啊，我看见了。
Lord, I have seen.
我知道你是这样死。
I know this is the way you died.
从这一刻开始。
From this moment.
我知道，我明白什么叫做爱。
I know and I understand what love is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这样的话不从保罗的口中出来。
These words did not come from Paul.
保罗可以用叙述式的方法来解释什么叫做爱。
The Apostle Paul can describe love.
爱是不计较人的恶。
Love is not for condemning either.
爱是不做害羞的事情。
And not doing things that you're ashamed of.
爱是要长久忍耐。
It is long forbearance.
爱是什么？爱是什么？保罗叙述的很清楚。
The Apostle Paul will describe love in detail.
但是保罗讲爱的时候，没有一种历史时刻的使命感。
But when he talk about love, there is no mission of history.
没有一种历史阶段的分界线。
There is no segregation of the history.
因为保罗没有在基督的面前看见了十字架受难的情形。
Because the apostle Paul never witnessed the crucifixion.
彼得也没有。
Nor the apostle Peter.
雅各也没有。
Or apostle John.
只有约翰一个人。
Only the apostle John.
约翰为什么回去？我不知道。
Why did he return? I do not know.
实实在在回到哥哥他的面前。
But truly, he was there.
我们许多时候说女人是弱者，我告诉你不是的。
Sometimes we say the women is the weaker gender.
当耶稣被钉的时候，至少有三个女人在下面。
But this is not the case because there were three women with Jesus.
只有一个男人在下面。
Only one man.
男人很勇敢，勇敢逃走。
The men are very brave, brave to run away.
男人很强，跑得很快。
Men are very strong to run away fast.
他来到先跑，这个是男人。
When a crisis comes, the men will run away.
男人的强就强在这里。
We are strong in that area.
女人跑也跑不掉。
For the women, they cannot run.
跑也跑不快。
They cannot run fast.
特别是那个时候的女人。
Especially the women.
可能穿的衣服是比较多的。
They had lots of clothing.
可能布是很长的。
A lot of cloth.
所以他们结果决定爬到山上，坐在那看耶稣怎么死。
But they decided to stay with Jesus.
所以你生了很多男孩子啊，你老的时候很苦的。
If you have a lot of boys when you grow old, you.
因为他们都有很多的理由离开你，永远不回家。
They have lots of reasons to leave you.
你生女孩子，你不要担忧，以后你养老比较方便。
But if you have a lot of girls, they will take care of you when you're old.
长久忍耐，看到你怎么死。
They are very patient to look at you.
耶稣在十字架上的时候，
Jesus on
the cross. 许多的你的门徒，他们最后一秒，耶稣怎么死，他们都看见。
A lot of women disciples witnessed the death of Jesus.
他们的心善良。
Their hearts were kind.
他们的意志很坚强。
And full of determination.
他们非常忍耐。
They were patient.
不但看见耶稣怎么死，
Not only did they witness the death,
他们还有忍耐到耶稣葬在什么坟墓，他们都认清楚。
They followed all the way till he was buried.
然后他们才离开去。
And then they left.
所以女人做事情在很多小节上都很注意。
And so women place attention on the details.
他们做事有头有尾。
They are very systematic.
男人只有肚子无头无尾。
The man is not like this.
所以男人没有怀孕，常常肚子大一点。
Although men are not pregnant, we always have a big tummy.
在结束的时候找不到他。
And in the end, you cannot find
him. 开头的时候找不到他。
In the beginning, you can't find
him. 只有在所谓重要的时刻他出现。
Only an important occasion he will appear.
约翰跟其他的门徒不同的地方。
The apostle John was different from the rest.
他是与主特别亲近的门徒。
He was an apostle very close to the Lord.
七十个门徒里面他有份。
Among the 70, he was there.
十二门徒里面他也有份。
Among the 12, he was there.
三个门徒里面他也有份。
Among the 3, he was there.
他可以说在什么圈子里面他都亲近耶稣。
And so he was close to Jesus at all circumstances.
他是耶稣基督特别精选的三个核心人物的一个。
He was three in the core group that Jesus has chosen.
当耶稣最后一次与大家吃饭的时候。
The last supper of Jesus Christ.
在这个圣餐的那一次的情形中间。
At the Holy Supper.
我们看见的耶稣基督的门徒在桌子上一同吃饭。
We see the disciples all dining with Jesus.
约翰把头放在主的胸怀里面。
But John put his head upon the Lord's bosom.
你看他与主亲近到这个地步。
And so he was that close with
him. 为什么把他的头放在耶稣的胸怀？
Why did he lean against Jesus?
你说他因为最年轻的所以很撒娇。
So you say maybe he's very young and very stoic.
可能这个有道理在里面。
Perhaps that's so.
不过我的看法不是如此。
But I really don't think so.
他给你最细心的听耶稣最小声的话。
Probably he wants to listen to the whisper of Jesus Christ.
有什么机会他一定要看到。
He wants to go at all opportunity.
最小的声音他也录下来。
With the smallest voice he wants to record it down.
失去一点点那些别人不能听见的话。
He was not willing to miss any opportunity.
所以当你看约翰福音的时候。
When you read the gospel of John.
他说写的比马太比路加比马可 更详细讨论那些耶稣谈论的细节。
He talked a lot of in details about the conversation of Jesus more than the other gospels.
如果没有一个这样的门徒常常靠近主，侧耳听主耶稣最小声的话语。
Surely it is because this apostle always listened to Jesus attentively.
这世界就没有约翰福音留下来。
Without him, there is no Gospel John.
也没有人知道圣子与圣父之间的祷告会详细到约翰十七章全章的记录。
And no one will know the detail between the prayer between God the Son and God the Father in John 17.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
竟然有这样的门徒。
That is an apostle like this.
耶稣也特别喜欢拣选爱这样的一门徒。
And Jesus chose him and loved him.
我相信每个门徒都领受基督的爱。
I believe all apostles have received the love of Christ.
但是年轻的约翰感受主的爱比别的门徒更多。
But the young John has received it more than others.
所以他年老的时候。
And when he was old.
那是约翰归的时候。
When he wrote the Gospel of John.
他不敢写那爱主的门徒。
He did not write the disciple that loved the Lord.
他反过来说，
He turned around.
主所爱的门徒。
And said the disciple that the Lord.
感受到主的爱。
It means that he understood the Lord.
他没有夸他爱主。
He did not boast about himself loving the Lord.
他比别的门徒更爱主。
Or that he loved the Lord more than other apostles.
只感受到主爱他。
But he understood that the Lord loved him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有一个人奉献的时候，
When a person gives up offering,
他写爱主姐妹奉献。
He put down the name as a sister that loved the Lord.
人家说为什么你不写名字呢？
Someone asked why don't you put your name?
我从前是写我的名字写的大大的。
She said in the past I will write my name boldly.
最好盼望登出来，大家知道我奉献。
And hopefully it will be in the bulletin and everyone will know this.
后来就感动我。
But the Lord moved me later.
我感觉到不是我应当这样称自己爱主。
I realized that I shouldn't boast that I love the Lord.
把名字写下来。
I write down my name.
我就把我的名字把它这个遮盖起来。
And so I covered up my name.
我就写爱主的姐妹奉献。
And so I just put a sister that loved the Lord.
后来主的灵再感动她。
But the spirit of God moved her again.
你以为你爱主吗？
Do you really love the Lord?
你以为这样奉献一点就是爱主吗？
Do you think this little offering means you love God?
你自以为你够爱主吗？
Do you think you love God enough?
她说我要怎么写呢？
And then what would she write then?
所以感动她。
The spirit moved her.
主所爱的姐妹奉献。
Write down the sister that's loved by the Lord.
我爱主奉献。
It is not that I love the Lord.
是主爱我给我的机会奉献。
But that the Lord loved me, giving me an opportunity to give to him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以他一共奉献的圣路中有个四个不同的名字。
So there are four names she used in her offering. The first one.
我某某人奉献。
I, so and such, gave this money.
后来呢感觉隐藏自己。
Later she thought she had to
hide. 就是无名氏奉献。
So she put anonymous.
但是有一天呢，有一个传道人，难道你没有名吗？难道你没有事吗？你怎么敢说谎？他说糟糕，我又弄错了。
A preacher told her that you surely you have a name, you cannot lie.
有名氏变成无名氏又错了。
And so it's not right to put anonymous.
结果他就是主爱主的人奉献。
And so she wrote a person who loves the Lord.
最后主感动他。
But in the end, the spirit moved her.
他就改成主所爱的奉献。
And she wrote the one that the Lord loves.
这就是最高的一个境界。
I believe this is the highest understanding.
不过我是蒙恩的人。
I am only a person who has received
grace. 不过我是主所爱的。
I am but a person who the Lord loves.
不敢说是我爱主。
I dare not say that I have loved the Lord.
我只能说是主爱我。
I can only say that He has
loved me. 约翰已经到了那个地步。
I believe that the Apostle John understood this.
所以他称自己的时候。
And so when he referred to himself.
他不是个爱主的那个门徒。
He didn't say the apostle that loved the Lord.
主所爱的那个门徒。
He said the one that the Lord loves.
他讲谁呢？
Who was he referring to? He was referring to himself. A person that the Lord loves.
约翰的这些的改变。
In all these changes.
到底从什么地方来的？
When did it all start?
就是从十字架哥哥他山的经验而来的。
It came from the experience on the cross in Golgotha.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样，这个经验把他整个生命改变过来。
This experience changed his entire life.
我相信这就是他真正的意象。
I believe this is his true vision.
当他在哥哥他山上看见基督这样死的时候，
When he witnessed the death of Christ on Golgotha,
这成为改变他一生的一个意象。
The vision and change his entire life.
意象是什么呢？
What is a vision?
意象不是你自己以为你要看见的。
A vision is not something that you want to see.
意象是神给你看见时你莫名其妙的，那个叫意象。
It is something that the Lord show you and make you feel confused.
年纪越大越怕青年的说我有意象。
As I grow older, I am very frightened of young people saying I have a vision.
他的意象听来听去越来越不像。
Because many a times the vision sounds strange.
所以意象是什么呢？
What is a vision?
意象不是你所看到的。
Vision is not something that you have seen.
意象是神要给你看到你没有看到。
It is something that the Lord wants to show you, but you have not yet seen.
意象不是从你的想象产生出来的。
Vision is not something that came from your imagination.
意象是你从来没有想象的。
It is something that you have never imagined.
神给你看见超过你所能想象、所能求的。
But something that the Lord has shown you more than you can imagine or ask for.
许多年轻人说我有意象。
Many young people say, I have a vision.
我有感动。
I am moved by the Spirit. I have a burden.
当我清楚分析他的这些属灵的名词的时候
，But when I analyze all these spiritual terms,
我发现他们所说的感动
，I realize that when they say they are moved,
不是神给他的感动
，It is often not from God.
是自己有所回应的感动
，It is something a reaction by themselves.
当他讲意象的时候
，But when they talk about vision,
不是神这样的显明的意象
，It is not a vision from God.
是他自己的想象。
It is their own thinking.
当我有负担的时候
，When they say I am burdened，
他不是讲神把一个负担放在他里面。
They are not talking about burden that God has placed in them.
告诉人家这个他比较能胜任，所以他有负担。
But to tell people that they can do the job, so they are burdened.
这个他比较兴趣，所以他有负担。
Or that they have more interest in this area.
注意下面这句话。
So take note of what I'm about to say.
意象不是雄心的想象。
Vision is not the result of ambition.
负担不是兴趣的范围。
And burden is not in our field of interest.
那么意象是什么？
So then, what is vision?
你本来没有想象的。
It is something originally you do not have. You do not know.
突然间，神给你看见一个特别重要的事情。
But suddenly, God reveals something very important to you.
改变了你的思想。
And it changed your thinking.
所以意象绝对不是自己自发的。
Vision cannot come from yourself.
意象不是以自己为中心。
And it is not self-centered.
意象不是自己胸有成竹想象的解释。
It is not an explanation from your own confidence.
意象是神而来改变你整个观念的那个心灵的看见。
It is something that you see with your spiritual eyes that will change your life.
他说你从来没有兴趣的。
Something that you have never had any interest.
你从来不能胜任的事情。
Something that you can never do in the past.
突然在你心中催逼你，使你一定要照着神的心意去做，这叫做负担，这个叫做意象。
And suddenly there's an urgency in your heart to fulfill the will of God. This is vision.
我不知道约翰为什么跑回哥哥他。
I'm not sure why the apostle John went back.
为什么其他人都逃走，他回到这个哥他上
？Why he was the only one when everybody escaped?
但我可以想象。
But I can imagine this.
昨天坐在耶稣的旁边。
Yesterday he was sitting beside Jesus.
头放在他的胸怀里。
Leaning against his chest.
亲眼看见耶稣的情形。
And he had witnessed Jesus for
himself. 听到听见耶稣讲了很多重要的话。
And listened to important things of Jesus.
难道我现在让我的老师这样凄惨的死在哥哥他山上
？How can I let my teacher die such a pathetic death?
我要去看。
I must go and see him.
我要去看我的主现在到底情况怎么样
？I want to see my Lord and what has become of him.
因为我太爱我的主了。
Because I love him so much.
我太尊重我的主了。
I respect him so much.
当我的主人家不接受的时候，我气得要命。
When my Lord is rejected, I was angry.
你还记得约翰福音记载这个事情吗？
Remember the incident in the Gospel of John.
就是你不记载在马太、马可、路加里面。
Not recorded in any other Gospels.
记载在约翰福音里面。
Only the Gospel of John.
为什么？
Why?
因为是约翰自己的经验。
It is personal experience to John.
别人可能印象不深。
Perhaps others are not impressed.
对约翰来说这很重要。
But to John it was very important.
当年轻的时候。
When he was young.
他跟耶稣到撒玛利亚去。
He went to Samaria.
他以为我的老师这么伟大，大家一定很欢迎。
He thought that people will welcome his teacher.
当他们访问一个撒玛利亚乡村的时候
，When they went to a Samaritan village,
那里的人说谁要来啊
？The people say who is coming?
我的主，我的老师，伟大的耶稣要来啊
！He said, "My Lord, my Master, the great Jesus Christ."
什么主，什么老师啊
？The people say, "Who is this person?"
什么伟大不伟大
？How great can
he be?
Get out!
我们不要耶稣
！We do not welcome him.
我不欢迎他来。
We are not welcoming him.
所以约翰听了这句话呢，眼珠尽裂，怒发冲冠。
And John was furious when he heard that.
因为他信雷鸣公了嘛。
Because he was a thunderbolt.
所以马上雷公的个性就发出来了。
Immediately he went to explosion.
他跑到耶稣那里去。
He went to Jesus.
父子啊
！He said, Master.
撒玛利亚人不欢迎你。
The Samaritans do not welcome you.
这样坏蛋的人。
All these evil people.
他们不欢迎你哦。
They do not welcome you.
上帝的儿子哦。
Son of God.
世界的救主哦。
The Savior of the world.
弥赛亚。
The Messiah.
犹太人等了几千千年的这个基督。
The Christ that the Jews have been waiting for.
他们敢不欢迎你。
They dare not welcome you.
你许可我。
So allow me.
我祷告上帝从天上降下火，把他们全部烧死，好不好
？That the Lord will send fire from heaven to burn all.
你看我这么爱你。
I love you so much.
反对你的全部烧光。
Those who reject you should be burnt.
我告诉你，他的个性就是 Osama bin Laden 的个性。
He's like Osama bin Laden.
你不肯理我，就把你烧死。
If you do not agree with me, I'll kill you.
上上降下，我把你们全部烧死。
He wants heavenly fire to consume them.
Osama bin Laden 比他迟了两千年罢了。
Osama bin Laden had been late for 2,000 years.
他早就有思想了。
He already had a thought.
耶稣听见这样的话。
When Jesus heard that,
耶稣会不会说：“哎呀，我有这样的学生，我很安慰。”
Well, Jesus said, "I'm comforted for a student like that."
欢迎我的你就对他好。
You'll be good to those who welcome me.
对我不好的你就求我降在他身上。
Those who reject me, burn them.
耶稣是不是称赞他呢？
Did Jesus praise him?
耶稣有没有怪责他呢？
Did Jesus rebuke
him? 为什么他会这样祷告呢？
Why did he pray like this?
因为他是很爱不听的。
Because he was a person that read the scripture.
不听的时候呢？那个他的个性不一样的，他都忘记掉。
He forget all those that he don't agree with.
他的个性向的，他都记下来。
He only remember those that please him.
原来曾经有这样的一个先知叫做以利亚。
There was a prophet like this, Elijah.
上帝啊，降下火来。
Who asked God to send fire?
五十个人被烧死了。
And burn up 50 people.
王再派五十个人来。
The king sent
another 50. 再祷告，再把他们烧死。
He prayed again, and they were consumed.
再派五十个人来。
Another 50 came.
再祷告，再把他们烧死。
Another prayer burned them all.
三次呢，150人烧死。
150 burned three times.
第四次他派来的时候呢
，When the fourth round came,
他们知道不小心讲话会死的。
They knew that they would die if they said the wrong thing.
一定要动都不动，在山上祷告。
Elijah was praying.
他们来神人呐。
And they say, the man of God.
以利亚回答说
，Elijah says,
如果我是神人
，If I am the man of God,
愿耶和华降火于你。
May Jehovah God burn you up.
神人不可开玩笑。
You cannot just be
man of God.
He was the man of God.
所以火就降下烧烧死。
And fire came to consume.
这些人来的时候
，When these people came,
他们就求不要降火在我们身上。
They pray that they are not
跪下谦卑。
They knelt down in humility.
以利亚说：“好，饶你们一命。”
Elijah said, "I will let you go."
他们没有死。
They didn't die.
个人读这段圣经都怕得要命。
When you read this, you'll be frightened.
你紧张。
And be anxious.
你敬畏上帝。
And fear God.
约翰读这些圣经说：“啊，轮到我也可以这样做。”
When John read this, he wanted to follow it.
已经有救约的潜力了。
There is a precedent in the
Old Testament. 以利亚这么多，我现在约翰是新约的以利亚。
Elijah did this. I am the Elijah of New Testament.
这样才对。
I must do this.
他们才不敢对我的老师乱来。
Then they will not be rude to my teacher.
雷公的个性就是雷公。
This is how the thunderbolt does.
那么当他这么讲了以后呢
？After he said that,
耶稣基督有没有称赞他
？Did Jesus praise him?
有这样的学生，我真是满意了。
I am satisfied with a student.
你爱我爱到这个地步。
You love me so much.
你为我的命这样为我来求。求火
！You are anxious for fire for my life.
耶稣怎么回答呢
？But what did Jesus say?
耶稣说：“你们的心如何，你们都不知道。
”But Jesus said, "You do not even know what the state of your heart is."
主的心充满爱
，The heart of the Lord is filled with love.
约翰的心充满恨
，But the heart of John was filled with hatred.
那么你怎么跟随耶稣基督呢
？How can you follow Jesus?
耶稣大声责备他们
，And Jesus rebuked them loudly.
你们的心太坏。
You have evil hearts.
只有对你好的，你才对他好。
You are only good to those who are good to you.
对你不好的，你就对他不好。
And you repay evil with evil.
你甚至求上帝用火烧死那些对你不好的。
Do you ask for fire to consume?
你们的心如何，你们都不知道。
You do not even know the state of your heart.
我也不知道约翰跟耶稣骂了他怎么样。
I do not know the reaction of John.
他们乖乖的接受呢。
Did he accept it quietly?
我觉得等更大的机会再来做一次。
Or will he wait for a bigger opportunity?
至今没有讲下去。
The Bible didn't continue with this.
但是我们看见。
But we see here,
后来约翰变成爱的使徒。
Later on, he became the apostle of love.
这其中到底有什么改变
？What was the change then?
有个最大的改变。
A greatest change.
你说至少有两个改变。
At least two changes.
第一个就是被圣灵充满。
The first one was he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵没有充满以前
，before the Holy Spirit came,
他们可以随便的生活。
They will live a haphazard life.
不圣洁。
They are not holy.
他们自私。
They were selfish.
他们有雄心大志为自己图谋。
They got great ambition for themselves.
他们只求自己对别人的得胜。
They only want victory for others.
不顾别人的光景怎么样。
They are not caring for other people.
在圣灵还没有这个充满的时候。
Before they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵便降下来以前。
Before the Holy Spirit came.
他们彼此斗争要争谁是最大。
There were lots of infighting.
等圣灵降临了以后呢。
But after the Holy Spirit came.
他们彼此顺服。
They were submissive to each other. No more debate. They preached the gospel.
当然是圣灵降临了，他才改变。
Of course, they changed because of the Holy Spirit.
但你要知道呢，那个时候圣灵降临不是单单约翰一个人。
But the Holy Spirit did not come upon John alone.
Peter 在哪里
？Where was Peter？
雅各在哪里
？James。
许多许多门徒都在那里。
And all the apostles were there.
他们没有像约翰这么大的改变。
They didn't change like John.
第二个改变的原因是什么
？The second reason for change would be
约翰上到哥哥他的身上。
That he was on Golgotha.
约翰走回哥哥他山。
When he returned and went to the crucifixion,
他一面相信主对他的爱。
He remembered the love of the Lord.
他是主所爱的那门徒。
He was a disciple beloved of all.
走到哥哥他山上的时候。
When he walked towards Golgotha,
我可以想象他一路看见一滴一滴耶稣的血所流过的地方。
I can imagine him seeing the traces of blood from Jesus.
耶稣倒下去的地方。
The place where Jesus fell.
那个身体的印。
That's that mark.
有那个手脚印。
Or his footprints,
跟着那个很大的十字架打下去所产生的那个记号。
And the mark that come from a very heavy cross.
他看见这个耶稣走到哥他山上的这个痕迹。
He probably saw all this mark leading to Golgotha.
一滴一滴的血从他的荆棘冠冕滴下来做记号。
And mark of drop of blood from the crown of thorns.
跟随这条道路走。
And he followed along this pathway.
走到哥他山上的时候。
When he reached the hill of Golgotha.
一句话不能讲。
He couldn't say anything else. Why? Because he was shocked.
原来我的主是这样死。
This was the way my Lord died.
两手两脚被砸，被十字架上挂起来而死。
His hand was pierced and he was hung on the cross.
这岂不是罗马帝国为了羞辱外族的人所发明的最残忍的刑具吗？
Wasn't this the most cruel punishment that the Romans had?
这岂不是人性一生中间所最羞辱？最可怜的一种死法吧。
Isn't this the most humiliating way to die in humanity?
这是给叛国者。
This is for traitors.
这是给那些强盗。
This is supposed to be for robbers.
放人放火的坏人预备。
For evil people who kill and rob.
怎么今天轮到我的主这样死
？But how can my Lord die in this way?
不明白。
And so he cannot understand.
你看，这个约翰现在没有讲一句话。
Now John didn't say anything.
他会不会说主啊？他们不欢迎都应该烧死。现在他杀死你。应当降火把他们烧死，地打洞，叫他们下到地狱，永远受痛苦。
Will he tell Jesus to send great punishment upon all those people who rejected him?
约翰应该这样说：主啊，再给我一次机会吧，从前不成不要紧。
Maybe he should say, "Oh Lord, give me another opportunity."
我这次求不是火，是硫磺火。
Maybe now I ask for sulfur, fire, and brimstone.
愿上帝降下原子弹到他，把他们烧死。
May the Lord send an atomic bomb to bomb them.
所以他在哪里等？
So he may be waiting.
他不能讲话，只是看，看。当他一看的时候，异象就来了。
He couldn't do anything in reality but to observe.
异象是怎样来的
？How when he observed the vision came?
怎样的异象来
？What sort of vision came?
他见了这个异象怎么能改变
？What sort of change can come about from the vision?
看见，深度跟看见界限。
He saw the depth and he saw the boundary.
什么深度呢
？What sort of depth?
For God so loved the world.
So loved the world.
这句话是没有经历十字架的人没有办法讲出来。
This is not something that a person who do not know the cross can say.
保罗讲的话是用很多的形容词。
The apostle Paul used lots of descriptions.
诸般。
Many.
百般。
Many different types.
深透。
Mystery.
奥秘。
Profound.
是何等。
All this.
长阔高深。
This great depth.
保罗用了许多的形容词，把他要讲的道把它讲出来。
The apostle Paul tells of the word in many descriptions.
但是保罗没有说如此。
But he has never said so.
如此爱世人。
That God so loved the world.
这句约翰可以写的。
Only John can write.
这句话的背后是他的亲身经验。
Behind this verse is his personal experience.
是这样的。
In this way.
这样爱世人。
Since he so loved the world.
如此表示他在哪。
It means he was there.
如此爱世人。
He so loved the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
不但如此的深度。
Not only does he have depth.
时间的分界的这个限度。
There is also a demarcation.
从今。
From now on. From here.
我们就知道什么叫做爱。
We know what love is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
爱跟知道结合起来。
Love and knowledge come together.
主啊，你对我的爱。
Oh Lord, your love towards me.
我知道。
I know now.
你会对我的爱是用牺牲显明出来的。
This love come about from your sacrifice.
我现在对你的爱是从这个知识建立起来的。
And now my love is built on this knowledge.
知识是我与你自己个别的关系，不是从书来的。
And this knowledge come about from a relationship with you, not from the books.
当他把这些话化成他的文体的时候。
And when he transformed all this into words,
他写了两节最重要的圣经。
He wrote two very important verses.
如此爱神。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave us his only son.
叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. 这
是信心里面对程度的了解。
This is the understanding of depth.
对上帝的爱的程度。
The depth of his love.
基督的牺牲。
The sacrifice of Christ.
救赎人动机的程度的了解。
The depth of understanding of his motivation. Second,
就是约翰一书所讲的话
is what we read in 1 John.
主为我们赦免，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. This is how we know what love is.
历史已分开来了。
And so history has been segregated.
耶稣死以前
before the death of Jesus Christ,
西方的柏拉图谈爱。
Plato talked about love.
阿里斯多德谈爱。
So did Aristotle.
东方的孔子谈爱。
So did Confucius of the East.
孟子谈爱。
And Mencius.
老子谈爱。
And 老子。
墨子谈爱。
And 墨子。
他们都在讨论什么叫做爱。
All them describe what love is.
但我要问他们根据什么讨论。
But I will ask them what's their reference point.
根据他们的经历讨论。
It's based on their experiences.
他们经历什么样的经历。
What sort of experiences?
被造而成为能爱与可被爱的一个活物。
That we are made as a person who can love and who can receive love.
所以我们里面的这个感情
our emotion
inside. 我们如果没有被人爱，我们获得不满足。
If we are not loved by others, we cannot be satisfied.
但一个只有被人爱，被人爱没有机会发出他对别人的爱的，也不满足。
But a person who cannot love others would not be satisfied too.
我们小的时候，父母爱我们，我们很满足。
When we were young, our parents loved us and we are happy.
当我们长大了以后，我们能够爱我们的孩子，我们才有满足。
But when we grow older, we want to love our children, then we'll be satisfied.
人被造在爱与被爱的可能性里面。
And we are made in the possibility of love and giving love.
那么真的爱怎么去了解？
But what about true love?
那么从你的经验去了解。
You say based on my experience.
那么人的经验是怎么样的经验？
But what sort of experiences do we have?
以我们为本体。
It is self-centered.
以我们为主体。
We are the subject.
那我们去爱一个客体。
And then we love an object.
那感情是从主体里面发挥出来的。
The love comes from this subjective body.
所以从我自己的主体发挥出来的感情。
A emotion that comes from myself.
是小于我的。
It is smaller than me.
是我里面的一部分。
It is part of me.
那么这个爱是真爱吗？
Is this true love?
所以呢，约翰的贡献就变得很大了。
The contribution of John then is seen here.
他这里已经完全超脱了以人的本位为主体所明白的爱。
Here he exceeded the understanding that is self-centered about love.
用柏拉图的观点来看。
If you look at it from Plato's understanding.
我们要讨论什么叫做正义。
We want to talk about justice.
我们讨论什么叫至善。
And we want to talk about the absolute good.
我爱智慧。
I love knowledge.
我爱真理。
I love the truth.
这个爱就从我产生出来了。
This love comes from myself, me.
爱。
I love
真理。
The truth.
真理很高尚。
The truth is great.
真理很伟大。
It is wonderful.
我的生命就向上爬，向上爬。
And so my love.
我爱真理。
My life is
seeking the truth. 我爱慕真理。
I love the truth.
我渴慕可以得到那最高的真理。
I aspire to reach the truth.
我做出发点。
But it's not from me.
我就向上，向上，向上。这是人的爱。
I keep moving upwards, but this is human love.
柏拉图的哲学用的字竟然是 eros 这个字。
Plato used the word eros.
是 eros 是爱。
Eros is love.
现在如果你就平常看书，你看 erotic， 看到 eros 就是指色情男女的爱。
Now you use the word erotic to describe pornographic love.
但是保罗眼在柏拉图眼前的意思不是如此。
But this was not what Plato meant.
爱是向上求进。
He meant moving forward.
最高的善的科目。
The aspiration towards the greatest good.
也上进，也脱离你自己原有的卑微的地位。
The more you progress, the more you are away from your original humiliation.
向上去。
Keep moving up.
向高的地方去。
Moving to the top.
向更高的地方去。
To greater good.
至上去。
To the absolute good.
向绝对的美去。
To the absolute.
你一面爱，一面离开你的本位。
The more you love, the more you move.
一面爱你，越来越高潮，越高潮，越高潮。
And you become a better person.
脱离自己的卑微。
And you get rid of the past.
脱离自己的卑贱。
And your inferiority.
高尚的真理从良善追求去。
You move towards the greater good.
所以这个是从下到上的爱。
This is the love that progresses from below to above.
但是死以前。
Before you die.
如果你达到那个地步。
If you are able to reach your destination.
你心满意足。
You will be very satisfied.
如果你不能达到那个地步。
If you cannot reach it.
你对自己说我已经向更高处行下去。
You will tell yourself I have tried my best to move there.
那么圣经讲的爱是不是这样的？
Is this the love that the Bible talk about?
不是。
No.
柏拉图以后。
after Plato.
阿里士多德没有发展多大很有意义的深度的爱的问题。
Aristotle didn't study very much into love.
那么中国人怎么讲呢？
What about the Chinese?
中国孔子的思想。
Confucius is.
其实他一点没有盼望自己有一些创作的东西留下来。
Actually, he didn't aspire to have any origin at all.
他只要根据古人。
He just want to study the ancients.
根据周文王。
Based on the king 周文王，
这些礼节做得好
，and to fulfill all the rituals，
把这些教义化养，把人变成一个很有教养的人。
To use education to educate people，
用这个办法来描写人性。
And he used this method to explain humanity。
人要有人性在他里面。
Human being must have the sense of humanity。
那个人性就是仁爱的那个本性。
And this is the nature of love.
所以孔子就讲爱。
So Confucius talked about love.
孔子所讲的爱不能脱离人间的关系。
His love cannot escape from interpersonal relationship.
你对我好，我怎么样
？When you are nice to me,
我对你不好，你怎么样
？When I'm not good to you,
对我好的人，我怎么爱他
？How do I love people who love me?
对我不好的人，我怎么爱他
？What do I do with people who hate me?
这么的什么叫做好呢
？What is good?
什么叫做不好呢
？What is not good?
也是一个王呢问魏忠贤这句话。
Once a king asked Wei Zhongxian,
谁是好人
？Who is a good person？
谁是坏人
？Who is a bad person？
魏忠贤怎么回答呢
？What did Wei Zhongxian say？
很简单
，It's very simple。
对我好的就是好人。
Those who are good to me is good。
对我不好的就是坏人。
Those who are bad to me is bad。
王就说：“哦，原来这么简单。
”The king said, "Oh, it's so simple."
这句话对不对呢
？Is this right？
这个叫做魏忠贤的笨话。
This is a silly word for Wei Zhongxian。
这是他的人生哲学。
His human philosophy。
对我好的就是好人。
Those who are good to me is good。
对我坏的就是坏人。
Those who are bad to me is bad。
我告诉你，对你好的可能是骗子。
Those who are good to you may be con man。
给你好处的可能是拐孩子的。
Those who are good to you may want to kidnap your child。
对你好的不一定是好人。
So those who are good to you may not be good persons。
对你坏的不一定是坏人。
Those who are bad to you may not be bad。
许多时候你听过这样的话。
Sometimes you heard this。
妈妈那么爱我，为什么打我
？Why did my mother hit me? She loves me。
妈妈打你的时候，你说妈妈坏蛋。
You will say my mother is an evil person。
打得更厉害。
She will whack you harder。
更坏蛋。
You say you're worse。
妈妈说，哎，免得给你骂坏蛋。好了，现在不打你了。
Would your mother say that just in case you call me? She will hit you harder。
妈妈很凶。
You say mother is very fierce。
妈妈很恶。
Very evil。
你听过这样的话吗
？Have you heard this?
有没有？有没有？有没有听过孩子骂妈妈很凶？有没有？
Have you heard the parents scolding
your mother? 有，就是你听你自己讲的，所以你说有。
Probably you have said this yourself.
我们小的时候用这样的观念来论好论坏。
When we are young, we treat good and evil this way.
孔子的仁爱那个仁到底是什么
？And Confucius understood love in this
way. 结果他提到人际关系这样讲。
He talked about interpersonal relationship.
以善以德报德。
We ought to treat each other with repay each other with goodness.
如果人对我好
，If other people are good to me,
我对他好
，I'm good to him.
这个叫做爱心。
This is love.
但如果人对我不好怎么样呢
？But if others are bad to me,
我还要对他好吗
？Would I be good to him?
孔子是以直报怨。
Confucius say we ought to use righteousness to
用正直来报那些对你不好的。
With justice, we treat those who are not good.
对我好的，我对他好。
Those who are good to me, I will
repay. 对我不好的，我反其道而行。
Those who are not good to me, I will serve.
用正义正直来对待。
I will treat him with justice.
这是孔子对人际关系的了解。
This is how Confucius understands
the relationship. 但是老子是不是如此的
？But 老子 say no.
老子说人家对你不好，你要对他好。
老子 say when people are not good to you, be kind to them.
你的个性就不受人的影响。
Your character will not be influenced.
如果人对你不好，你对他也不好，那你的这个人格跟他不是一样吗
？If you are bad towards those who are bad towards you, they are the same.
所以老子比孔子更高一层。
So we say 老子 is more in depth than Confucius.
用爱去报恨。
He used love to repay evil deeds.
用德去报怨。
With good deeds to take care of evilness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
以德报怨是老子的思想。
To use goodness to repay evil is a thought of 老子。
到耶稣基督的时候。
But when Jesus Christ came.
耶稣基督怎么讲的
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣所讲的不是柏拉图的向上求的主动的意志向上的爱发出去。
The love that Jesus mentioned is not like Plato moving from below upwards.
耶稣所讲的爱是从上到下，不是从下到上。
The love that Jesus talked about came from top to bottom.
从下到下。
The love that came from below towards the top.
自己为主体，以自私为出发点。
Comes from a selfish motivation.
因为比我更好嘛。
Because that is better than me.
我盼望着他。
I want to get it.
这么美的女孩子。
Such a beautiful
woman. 我怎么可以让别人拿去
？How can I let other have?
我的爱。
So I love her.
你的爱是要把她占过来。
The love is to possess.
你的爱是要大大 到你的目的
is to get what you want.
爱以自私为出发
Your love has selfish purpose.
你的爱是从下到上
It is moving from below upwards.
我真的很爱他
You say I really love her.
但是你不能用同样的感觉，我很爱那个乞丐。
But you will not say that I love the beggar in the same way.
那样脏水我爱他。
He is so dirty, so I love him.
那样臭水爱他。
And so smelly, so I love him.
你的爱是向上的。
So your love is always upwards.
你要更高的。
To get better things.
你要拿到好的。
Better things.
你是为你自己的一处而做自私的行动，这个叫做人的爱。
This is the love of man for selfish gains.
柏拉图所讲的爱。
The love of Plato.
不是圣经的爱。
Not from the Bible.
老子所讲的爱。
The love of 老子。
不是圣经的爱。
Also not from the Bible.
没有人真正知道爱是什么。
So no one know what true love is.
我告诉你，同这个约翰不同的地方。
The difference in John.
他在十字架各个叉上超越了所有的哲学。
Was that he transcended all philosophers on the cross?
请基督徒注意下面的话。
Christians ought to take note of this.
有一些基督徒什么学问都没有。
Some Christians do not have much knowledge.
所以他以为自己比别人高。
So they think that they are higher.
我虽然没有学问，我有上帝的道，谁比你高
？Although I have no knowledge, I have the word of God, so I'm better than you.
对不对啊
？Is this the right thing to do?
对。
It is right.
对多少吗
？How many? How much? How right is it?
对一半。
It's right half right.
什么叫做对一半呢
？What does half right mean?
这句话里面错的，我什么都没有说比你高是不对的。
It is wrong to say that I'm higher than you because I have nothing.
因为上帝的道比什么都高，所以这句话是对的。
But you say that the word of God is higher than all things else. That's right.
上帝的道比什么都更高是对的。
It is right to say the word of God is higher than everything else.
你有上帝的道，你比什么更高就不一定对的。
But it may not be true that because you have the word, you're higher than everything else.
因为你什么都不明白。
Because you don't understand anything.
因为你明白上帝的道。
You think you understand the word of God.
有可能你对上帝的道也不明白。
Possibly you will not understand the word of God also.
那你以为你有上帝的道，你就一定比别人高？是上帝的道比别人高，不是你比别人高。
It is not that you're higher than all else other people. It is the word of God that's higher.
没有读书、没有追求、没有知识的基督徒，用上帝的道当作一个盾牌来攻击别人是很不对。
It is not right for a Christian to use the word of God and attack other people when they themselves are ignorant.
第一种，第二种人。
The second type.
他一读世界的学问读得很深的时候。
When they understand the knowledge of the world.
看来看去好像世界的学问比圣经更高。
It seems to them that the knowledge of the world is higher than the knowledge of the Bible.
所以他们谦卑下来。
And so there's no humility.
谦卑到最后只看见世界的学问，没有看见上帝的道比世界高在哪里。
They are humble towards the knowledge of the world, and they cannot see the greatness of the word of God.
所以就变成替基督教自卑的不得了的。
So they become very inferior for Christianity.
第二种人。
This is the second type.
第三种人。
The third type of people.
读完了世界所有最高的学问。
They studied all the greatest knowledge of the world.
发现里面的限制和里面的不可能性是很大的。
They understood the limitation and the impossibility of the knowledge of the world.
他讲神的话超过这一切。
Then they realized the word of God surpasses all this.
真正明白上帝的道超过他们的是在哪里？
That they truly understand where the word of God is higher than the rest of the knowledge of the world.
建立信仰。
And then he built his faith.
不怕挑战。
He's not afraid of challenges.
批判所有的哲学。
And he will judge all other philosophies.
这种信徒才是对的。
These sort of Christians are the one we want.
约翰哪一种人？
What about John?
约翰是这种人。
He was this sort of Christian. He was.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
有一种思想
There's a thought.
他说的人类没有办法超过三种
That says that humanity cannot exceed three things.
有关于与其各国之间的关系
Three things that is related to
第一种人从来不懂其各国
The first are people who do not know Kierkegaard, the philosopher.
一生一世活在非其各国没有其各国的思想里面
He lived in a life without the thought of Kierkegaard.
第二种人
the second one.
住了几个国以后
people who studied Kierkegaard,
站在他那里面永远跑不出来的人
and get immersed into his thinking process.
因为他什么知识什么学问都受几个国影响的
It doesn't matter what he studied, he's influenced by this philosopher.
第三种人
the third type.
你住了几个国以后
after you study him,
你又超过他
you surpasses him.
他说你过了他又过一个超越几个国的生活
and live a life that is beyond his thinking process.
我告诉你今天我们对知识也是如此。
We ought to treat knowledge in the same manner.
有一些人只有信仰，从来不懂世界的知识。
Some people say they have faith, but they have no knowledge whatsoever.
第二种人懂了信仰以后，再看重世界的知识，把整个信仰妥协，把整个思想屈服在世界的知识的下面。
The second type of people overemphasize the power of knowledge and they submit the Bible under it.
第三种的基督徒
the third type of Christian
知道了这一切有上帝的道理，批判这一切，因为你知道上帝的道理超过这些知识。
After they know all knowledge of the world, they use the word of God to judge the rest of the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
许多所谓 academic 的东西
many academic things
抄来抄去，抄来抄去
are just copying from one to the other.
永远你没有超越它。
And they never surpass.
约翰不是这样。
John was not like this.
约翰清楚知道，连希腊的这些谈论爱都已经走投无路。
He knew clearly that even the Greek philosophers do not understand love.
希腊的真理讨论，真理教会也走投无路。
That the Greek philosophers do not know about the truth.
他们盼望找到最高的善，也走投无路。
They want to look for the greatest good, and they have failed.
最大的界限的时候呢
？When they have reached their limitation.
基督在十字架上的显现，就成了新的出路。
The manifestation of Jesus on the cross became a new beginning.
After knowing the limit of all human knowledge, and now see the newly opened, the new possibility of Jesus Christ.
那我们知道所有知识的界限以后，我们看见主耶稣给我们新的开始。
所以他写约翰福音。
And so he wrote the gospel.
他写这些重要的话。
And all these important words.
不是人到上帝那里。
Not that man has gone to God.
神到人这里。
Is that God has come to man.
不是人爱真理。
Not that we love the truth.
真理改变了。
It's the truth that changes us.
上帝如此爱神。
God so loved the world.
神将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave us his only son.
并且信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal
life. 感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
约翰是真正了解，也真正超越这世界所有学问的一个人。
The apostle John truly understood and surpasses all knowledge of the world.
约翰对全世界的影响，全世界的影响。
His influence towards the entire world
超过了柏拉图、阿里士多德对我们的影响。
Was greater than Plato or Socrates.
到今天有千千万万的人。
Today there are thousands and millions.
约翰所领受的启示都有。
Would have seen in the revelation of John.
看见那个不是人想象中间的道，是神自己成为肉身的道。
He would have seen that this word that cannot be imagined by man is God incarnate.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
约翰年老的时候。
When John was old.
他把人类历史这样破成两半的时候。
When he segregated human history in these two halves.
基督为我们舍命。
Jesus Christ laid down his life.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
你明白什么叫做爱？
Now you know what love is.
怎么明白它呢？
How do you know this?
基督的死性。
From his death.
因为你知道基督为你死
，because you know that he died for you，
感受到他为你受苦
，you feel his suffering，
你就可能爱主了
，then you are possibly loving
him。对主的爱的认识
，the knowledge of his love，
是从基督的死开始
，starts from knowing his death。
对主的爱的开始
，the beginning of our love for the Lord，
是从他受苦的程度的认识开始。
Starts from our understanding of the amount of suffering that he has gone through.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
最后
，Lastly，
我们看对这个爱认识之后
，What do you do when you know this love？
一个新的责任来了
，A new responsibility comes.
所以下面的话是从来我没有听过人讲的。
The next verse is something I've never heard anyone say.
这里下面这句话说什么
？What does the next verse say？
我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives
for our brothers. 我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这已经脱离了救赎性的第一方面的意义。
This already come out of the first meaning of salvation.
进到了道德性模仿基督的第二层的意义。
It comes into the second aspect of imitating Jesus Christ.
我们从小到大。
When we are growing up,
每次听基督的死，基督的死，基督的死，都有一个观念，就替我死，就是站在应当的死的罪恶的地位上受审判。他带我死，他为我死，他这么爱我，他流血拯救我，就是这样的了解。
We only understood the death of Jesus Christ as something that's done for me, for my sin.
但是我们在圣经看到第二方面。
But now we see the second aspect.
基督的死不但救赎我们。
The death of Jesus did not only save us.
基督的死也成了我们的榜样，怎么样受苦，怎么样牺牲去完美上帝的旨意。
His death also showed us the example to suffer and to sacrifice ourselves.
这就是这些圣经的双重意义。
This is the dualistic meaning of this entire verse.
第一个意义。
The first meaning.
基督为我死。
Christ laid down his life for me.
爱向我显明了。
I know the love of God now.
就是救赎性的爱的意义。
This is the meaning of salvation and love.
第二个意义是什么呢
？The second meaning.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our life for our brothers.
道德性模仿基督的死的意义。
This is about ethics, about imitation of Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们不但自己得救了。
Not only are we saved now.
我们盼望别人与我们一同得救。
We hope that others will be saved like us.
我们明白上帝的爱。
We understand His love.
我盼望别人与我们一同明白上帝的爱。
We want others to understand that love as well.
我们因基督的爱得的救赎。
Because we are saved because of His love.
我们盼望别人因为我们的榜样得的帮助。
We hope that others are helped by our examples.
所以这节圣经告诉我们
，This verse says,
主为我们的舍命。
Jesus laid out His life for us.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
我更愿意这样读。
I'm more willing to study this way.
既然这样死
，Since Jesus died this way for me,
从今以后才知道什么叫做爱。
From now onwards, I truly know what love is.
结束。
And then he said, "Does it end?"
结束是什么
？What is the end？
什么叫做真正的爱
？What is true love？
愿你牺牲自己，照着上帝的旨意成全对别人的这一个计划，这个叫做爱。
True love is when we are willing to sacrifice ourselves so that the will of God can be fulfilled in another person.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你说爱的人
，the person that you have loved，
一定要从神跟他的圣子得到那个力量，使他。在你效法基督牺牲自己的时候得到帮助，那个爱才真正在他身上建起来。
You can only build true love upon a person that you love from the love that Jesus Christ has given to you.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我们得救了吗？
Those of us who are saved,
救赎性的力量。
We have this power that comes from salvation.
够吗？
Is this enough?
不是。
Not enough.
我们还跟着基督的脚中心。
We want to follow along His footsteps.
有救赎之爱临到我之外，
other than receiving the love from His salvation,
榜样之爱吸引我。
His example of love attracts me,
改变我
and changes me,
使我可以把上帝爱流露给别人。
That I may manifest His love to others.
愿上帝赐福给我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家一同站起来。
Let us stand up together.
我们再读这节的圣经。
And read this verse again.
约翰一书第三章第十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰一书第三章第十六节。翻到一同来读，主为我们赦免，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄赦免。我们再念一次，主为我们赦免，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄赦免。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.